There's a number of players, if you look at a map of the Southwest and look at different trumpet players, Danny Alguire in particular, who was a friend of Benny Strickler.
And who played in the Wills Band.
The Wills Band, and later with the Firehouse Five. They all phrased similarly. It really was a Southwestern thing. Helm was absolutely right about that.
Can you characterize again that phrasing?
It's relaxed. Where you think of the way Louis Armstrong phrased, or Bunk Johnson, Mutt Carey, a lot of the New Orleans players didn't push the beat so much. They played maybe just a little bit behind it, very relaxed. It's just not pushing the beat. It's not like Muggsy Spanier or Wild Bill Davison, where they're right up on top of the beat or maybe even a little bit ahead. It's just very easygoing and relaxed.
And so this seems to be a characteristic of Strickler's music as well.
Yes, it does. Even on his earliest recordings with Seeger Ellis, he still got that feel. Most big bands having a reed section and a brass section. The Choirs of Brass had a brass section and one reed player.
Yeah, was it four trumpets and four trombones, I think?
Something like that, and one clarinet.
Well, yeah, that's a brass-heavy sound for sure.
Benny was the principal trumpet soloist. All the players in the section were excellent, including Nate Casimir, who also played with Benny Goodman and with Gene Krupa, but it's obviously Benny taking the bulk of the solos on all the Choirs of Brass recordings. There's a few 78s. The band didn't last very long. It was an idea whose time really never came. But they made, I would guess, maybe a dozen sides for Decca, plus the transcription session, which we've listened to. Mm-hmm. And I have not tracked down all the Decca sides. I've just heard two or three. But the transcriptions are where Benny is featured.
I think those recordings were made on the West Coast.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And there were other West Coast bands that Benny participated in. So we're talking a little bit earlier period here. We're talking, what, like 1937, 38, I think?
That's correct. Well, he was playing in all kinds of bands, territory bands. And when he was in Southern California, he played with Joe Venuti and Ben Pollock and also Wingy Minone. That's where Bob Helm worked with him. He was in the Wingy Minone band. And all these were prior to his work with Bob Wills and with the Waters Band, just before he joined the Seeger Ellis Band in the late 30s. I think the best one of those recordings to show what he was playing was Copenhagen, which was a jazz standard. It was also played by the Bob Wills Band and later by the revival bands such as the Waters Band and the Firehouse Five. But that's a very characteristic solo by Benny on Copenhagen. Thank you.
Seeger Ellis's rare and unique Choirs of Brass, featuring trumpet solos by Benny Strickler on Copenhagen Clarinet Marmalade and Bugle Call Rag, probably from 1937.